So this morning I'm reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, Text Number 17. Api shemenasmin ashramopane pave shashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami apikshame nashmin ashramo pavane sashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami apikshame nashmin ashramo pavane shashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami apikshame nashmin ashramo pavane shashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami. Apikshime nashmin ashramo pavane shashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami. Mataji. Apikshime nashmin ashram bhavane shashpani charantam devaguptam drakshyami. Api, it may be, kshamena, with fearlessness because of the absence of tigers and other animals. Asmin, in this, ashrama, upavane, garden of the hermitage. Shashpani charantam, walking and eating the soft grasses. Devaguptam, being protected by the demigods. Drakshyami, shall I see? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Alas, is it possible that I shall again see this animal protected by the Lord and fearless of tigers and other animals? Shall I again see him wandering in the garden eating soft grass? Purport. Maharaj Bharat thought that the animal was disappointed in his protection and had left him for the protection of a demigod. Regardless, he ardently desired to see the animal again within his ashram, eating the soft grass, and not fearing tigers and other animals. Maharaj Bharat could think only of the deer and how the animal could be protected from all kinds of inauspicious things. From the materialistic point of view, such kind thoughts may be very laudable. But from the spiritual point of view, the king was actually falling from his exalted spiritual position and unnecessarily becoming attached to an animal, thus degrading himself. He would have to accept an animal body. Om Gyanatam Anandasyam Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Lalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kurtava Chalam Pungun Long Kayate Grim Yet Kripa Tarham Bande Shigurum Dinadaranam Manchakapa Tivista Kripa Sindhu Vyavicha Paditanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityana Sri Advaita Gadana Sivasati Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. So here, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Maharaj Bharat might have thought that the animal was disappointed in his protection and left him. So this is Maharaj Bharat. Actually, he felt like he was had a relationship with this deer, and he did actually. The deer was very affectionate to him, and Maharaj Bharat was very affectionate to him. So he was thinking that he had become disappointed, and this is what happens a lot in the material world. Is people become disappointed. It's a very common thing. And therefore, there's so much divorce throughout the world. A lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment. And even in spiritual relationships, so many bogus yogis, they, you know, make it appear like there's some advanced soul, but then it turns out that they're actually very degraded. And unfortunately, even in our society, some guru has some difficulty and disciples are disappointed. So this happens a lot in the material world. Disappointment. But in our relationship with Krishna, we'll never be disappointed. Because Krishna is the most perfect, most wonderful, supreme personality of Godhead. So the goal of life is to reestablish this relationship with Krishna. And what is the relationship? We're servants. We're all servants of Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example just like a finger. The finger is very submissive to me. Whatever I want this finger to do, it's going to do. It's very submissive. The finger is a servant of the whole body. Right? But if the finger gets diseased, then it can't do what I want it to do. Right? And the finger even becomes a disturbance for the whole body, because the whole body has to adjust for this diseased finger. Right? So right now, practically everybody in the world, they're diseased fingers. Yeah. We're part of Krishna, but we're diseased. Now we have this false ego and this lust and greed and anger and material attachment. So this means diseased. So the purpose of the human form of life is to become healthy again. And healthy means to be Krishna conscious. So this is the goal, to again become Krishna conscious. And here Bharat Maharaj, he was very Krishna conscious. But he became distracted. Yeah. Just like devotees, many devotees before they joined, they had pet dogs. Just like this deer was this. It was a pet deer, Maharaj Bharat. But the devotees that were joining, they understood that actually my relationship with Krishna is much more important. So they gave up their dogs and they joined the Hare Krishna movement. And this relationship with a dog can actually be very intense. I remember I had a pet dog when I was about 6 years old. And this dog went everywhere with me. I was so attached to it. But then it got hit by a car and died. That was my first misery in the material world, at least in this body. That was so painful. I was so attached to this dog. And so all over the world, people are so attached to dogs. Why is that? Well, it originates with Krishna. Krishna has two pet dogs. Yeah, Krishna's the origin of everything. And one of them is named Vijay. I don't know the name of the other one, but I remember that one. And Prabhupada said that we're all Krishna's dogs, and this is our dog collar. So, and Prabhupada said that actually dogs have very good qualities, and one of them is loyal. They're very loyal, and they don't argue with you. They're very submissive. And Prabhupada even told a story. He said there was one man who had a dog, and this man had a little child, maybe 1 year old. So he was going to go shopping. So he told the dog, "Watch the child. I'm going to go shopping. I'll be right back." So he went shopping, came back, and he saw blood all over the mouth of the dog. He didn't see his child. He said, "You ate my child." And he got a gun to kill it. And the dog's not stupid, he understands, my life's at stake. But he just stood there, submissive, and he killed the dog. After the shot, then he heard the baby crying. He said, "What's that?" So then he followed the baby crying, and the baby was under the bed. And then he's like, "Where'd the blood come from?" He follows the blood around. The blood was from a fox. The dog had killed the fox to protect the child. Yeah. But now he had just killed his dog, so he's like, he's lamenting like anything. So that's the material world. Yeah. Lamentation. Prabhupada says in the heavenly kingdom there's material enjoyment, and the human body is lamentation. And the hellish planet is just misery. But here it's so much lamentation. So, unfortunately, what we're seeing now, I mentioned to you how previously devotees would join, they'd give up their dogs and they'd give their life to Krishna, establish a relationship with Krishna. So now, at least in America, I don't know what's happening here, but in America, devotees are getting dogs again. And I was at one temple, and a devotee was giving Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was speaking about dogs. And he had a dog, and he said, "I love my dog." In Bhagavatam class, I'm like, "Oh my God, what's happening here?" Yang yam vapis param bhava. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he'll attain. So if we get a dog and we're attached to that dog, you become a dog. So whatever we're thinking of, that's what we're attached to. Right? That's how we're thinking of it. So we're trying to mold our consciousness in such a way that we're thinking of Krishna. This is the goal, to always think of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto majaji mam navasya. Krishna says, always think of me. Become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So this is the ultimate goal, is to think of Krishna constantly. Therefore, Krishna says, in my favorite verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam sarak yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenam yati. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna gives us the intelligence. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching to Sanatana Goswami, he said there's two reasons why it's difficult to attain love for Krishna. One is, we actually have to become attached to Krishna. And it's not easy. It's especially in Kali Yuga, to become attached to Krishna, because we have this main obstacle, which is the mind. The materialistic mind wants to think of so many other things, not Krishna. So this Hare Krishna mantra, it's a handicapped process in this age of Kali for becoming purified. You get a handicap, you know, so you're in a handicap, you understand? If someone in sports, if someone isn't so physically fit, he gets a handicap. Others are more fit, so he gets a handicap. He gets a, like, they'll give him maybe 50 yards ahead of the others because he has this handicap. So in Kali Yuga, we're so fallen, we need some special mercy. And that's the Hare Krishna mantra. Special mercy. Yeah. For purification. In this verse, also it's mentioned, Kshemena, with fearlessness. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vita Bhaya Krodha, no, Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha, Manmayama Upashita, Bhavo Jnana Tapasa, Putamod Bhava Magita. Krishna says, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, many, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they've attained me. So Krishna is encouraging us in this verse that many, many persons have become purified by this knowledge and by this process. We've got to become free of fear. And we have many examples in our movement of devotees that were fearless. I was just in Russia, and so many amazing stories of devotees that were preaching during the communist era, fearless. You know, they're risking their lives. It's like there's this one book, Salted Bread. Any of you read this book, Salted Bread? It's pretty amazing. There was this devotee's Sarva Bhavana and Sachi Sutta from Armenia. They were printing the books in Armenia. Now, at that time, you weren't even allowed to have a printing. If you had a printing press, that was illegal. They had a printing press. They were printing Prabhupada's books. They were binding them. And then they were distributing them. Had to go the whole thing. Yeah. Now it's so easy. You know, we just go to the book room and get our books and go out and distribute. Imagine what a yogi that must have been. They'd do the whole thing from beginning to the end. And they would go out and distribute, and sometimes they would get arrested, put in jail, beaten while they were in jail. But they were so fearless, they would just keep going. Of course, some of them stopped. It was so intense. Imagine you go out on book distribution and you get arrested and you put you in jail and you get beaten. I mean, that's pretty intense. So some of them just, they couldn't, it was just too much. But some of them just like, whatever it takes, I just got to keep going. And this Sarva Bhavana and Sachi Sutta, they were two of these amazing personalities. They just had so much love for Srila Prabhupada's books that they just kept going. And finally, at one point, the leader said, you know, it's too difficult here now. The police are looking for us and getting arrested so much. Maybe better go to the mainland, go north into mainland Russia. They're not looking for us there. It'd be easier. So they did that. They flew up to mainland Russia, some city. I don't remember the name of the city. And they were distributing books. So they would send the books up to them, and they would distribute, and it was going quite well. Then they would fly down to Armenia, get some association, and fly back. They would send books up. It was going quite nice. So there were two of them would. So they would distribute books separately. Because if they're distributing together and they got caught, then both of them would have to stop. But if one got caught, then the other can continue distributing. So they were distributing like this for some time. And then one night, Satchisutta didn't return. So Sarvabhavan is in great anxiety. Big anxiety. Because not only was he his best friend in Krishna consciousness, he was his best friend before they joined. They joined together. So he's like, phew, my God, he's been caught by the KGB. So Sarvabhavani chanted his rounds and just trying to figure out what to do. And then he was inspired by Krishna to finish distributing the books that he had. He still had 110 Bhagavad Gitas. He didn't want to go back to Armenia with these books. So Krishna inspired him, just distribute them. So he went out with 10 Bhagavad Gitas. And he approached one man with a beard and thought he might be a Christian. So he's a little hesitant, but then he thought anyway. So he showed him the Bhagavad Gita. And this man said, oh, the Bhagavad Gita. I've heard of this book. And I've wanted it for a long time. I have friends also that are interested. Do you have more of these books? So Sarvabhavan was a little hesitant because he could be a KGB undercover. So, and then the man reassured him, no, don't worry, it's okay. I have a lot of friends who are into this. This is good. So then he got his confidence. He said, yeah, I have more. I have 10 Bhagavad Gitas. He said, all right, can I buy all of them? I said, yeah. So he gave a nice donation. And then they were talking some more. And he was saying how he has some friends that are interested in this. And he has a very good friend that told him about the Bhagavad Gita. He's a yogi. So they were talking some more, and then he said, listen, why don't you come to my home and we could have some lunch? He said, well, I'm vegetarian. They said, okay, we have vegetables. You can cook up a feast for us. He said, all right. So they went to his home. He cooked up some nice prasad. And they were talking some more. He turned out to be a very nice man. And believe it or not, he was the priest. He was the Christian priest of the city. So it's pretty amazing. So the man said, is there anything else I can do for you? And Sarvabhavan said, well, I have 100 more Bhagavad Gitas. So the man said, well, can I take all of them? You already got 10. Sarvabhavan told him, you already have 10. You want 100 more? He said, yeah, I have a lot of friends that are into this. Yeah. And Sarvabhavan said, you mean you're going to give these to all your friends? I said, yeah. Well, okay. You get all of them. So this is probably it's probably still the world record of one person taking 110 of the same book, Bhagavad Gita, during the communist era, which is pretty far out. So he's very happy now. All those books are distributed to one person. But he's sad at the same time. Because his friend, his best friend's in jail. So anyway, he flies back to Armenia, happy and sad at the same time. He goes back and there's a certain code that you have to knock before you enter the apartment where the devotees were staying, because it could be KGB. So he knocked his code. And the person that opened the door was Satchisutta. So he was so happy. And Satchisutta was so happy. And there was a big, bear hug, embrace. And Sarvabhavan asked him, what happened? I was caught. I was caught by the KGB. They were going to take me to prison. There was 10 of us. We were all lined up and we were walking to the van. They were going to take us to prison. And the one on the end He took off running to escape. And one policeman went after him to catch him. And the person behind me said, "Listen, there's only one policeman here. There's nine of us. If you go to the right very quick, I go to the left very quick, what will he do?" And Satchisudha said, "As soon as I heard that, I took off running as fast as I could." And he took off running. And the policeman, he's cursing both of us because he couldn't do anything. So he escaped. So, very dangerous. But they were fearless. There was no fear. Amazing. And Prabhupada also had this quality of fearless. He was walking with some devotees near the memorial, the Queen Elizabeth Memorial. Was it? So Prabhupada said, "When I was young, I climbed up the scaffolding when they were building it. It's quite a high building." He was just a boy. And devotees said, "Wow, Prabhupada, you were very bold. You were fearless." "Yes, I'm still bold." At 70 years old, to go to America, most people are retiring. Practically everybody retires. And Prabhupada starts a whole spiritual movement. There was one magazine, I forgot which one, Time or Newsweek, some big magazine, and it was about the 10 people who were most successful after the age of 60, who became very successful after the age of 60, and Prabhupada was one of them. Actually, he would have been in the category of those after 70. I don't know if anybody became successful. Very successful after 70. Prabhupada might be the only one. Because even materially speaking, he was successful. He had a multi-million dollar movement. Temples all over the world. Properties all over the world. So what to speak of is spiritual success. Kali Yugites, giving up material life to take to Krishna consciousness. So that's an amazing, amazing accomplishment. Yeah. So many swamis had come to the West preaching, and they were just, it was just all watered down. Prabhupada was the only one that gave strict Krishna consciousness according to the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. So Prabhupada had this fearlessness, and he put that in his disciples as well. They would just go off to a country where there's nobody, no devotees, no temples, not one devotee, and they would just preach. And that's how this movement spread all over the world. He put that fearlessness within his disciples as well. Even to the point of, he sent them to Pakistan preaching. Dangerous. Yeah. So, and there's one instance where Prabhupada was walking, and there were some other devotees there. This is in India, and there were some young boys in a car, and they were driving right towards the devotees fast. And the devotees were like shocked, what are these crazy people going to do? So one devotee jumped up, he ran in front to take the hit instead of Prabhupada. If this was their intention, he was ready to take the hit instead of Prabhupada. And then just before he came to this devotee, they turned to the left and drove off. And Prabhupada was very touched by this devotee's fearlessness to protect his guru. He walked up to him, he said, "Very good." Prabhupada was impressed. So many devotees are ready to give their life for Prabhupada. So, and Krishna says, prana artha diya vacha, that we should be ready to give our life for Krishna. And so many people are giving their life for what? Sense gratification. People give their life to their country, nationalism. It's like now there's a war in Russia and Ukraine. Is that still going or is that over? Still going a little bit. And huh?
Undercover.
Oh, it's not being known so much. And America's always fighting with somebody. Always got to be killing somebody. Come up with some excuse. So people dedicate their life to their country. Just like there's these kamikazes, you know, these Japanese. They would go in a plane filled with bombs, and the plane is itself a bomb, and they're just suicide bombers. And Muslims, we'll just speak of the Muslims. So many people, they dedicate their life for their nation. So to dedicate our life for the spreading of Krishna consciousness, how glorious that is. There was one instance of a young lady. She got a book about 1970, I think, 71. And she was so impressed with this book that she just thought, I have to let everybody know. This knowledge is amazing. So she told her friends, and they couldn't figure out what she's talking about. Like, are you feeling okay? You know, what are you talking about? They couldn't grasp it. So then a couple weeks later, she met her devotee. And she found out about the temple. And she went to the temple, and she joined the temple. And very soon she found out about book distribution. And she became a book distributor. And she's still distributing books 46 years later. And she just wants to keep distributing until her last breath. This is Mother Divi Shakti. She has a place there in Vrindavan. She does the most books in Vrindavan. Yeah. So, to dedicate our life for giving knowledge, this is the most wonderful way to dedicate our life. Because as I mentioned, this is the main lack in society now, is Krishna consciousness. And there's nothing that increases people's Krishna consciousness now throughout the world than Prabhupada's books. Although in Russia, there's another way that devotees are becoming devotees, that people are becoming devotees. Generally, when I give a Sangirtan class, I'll ask, so how many of you have become devotees by getting Prabhupada's book? We'll ask it right now. How many of you have become devotees from getting one of Srila Prabhupada's books? Raise your hand. Okay. Usually there's more. So in Russia, 3/4 of the devotees usually would raise their hand when I would ask, did you become a devotee from hearing from this one preacher in Russia? I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, there's a devotee. You know who I'm talking about? You don't remember his name either. Adraya Dham. This devotee makes more devotees. Not probably, he does. He makes more devotees single-handedly than any other devotee in the movement. He does a lot of internet preaching. And he's doing a preaching program in Russia right now. And they have a hall, 750 people show up. When he let, on the internet, he let everyone know when he's going to do it. And it was booked within 3 days, filled up, sold out, tickets sold out. And the owner of this place, he said he's going to build another hall just for Adraya, because he's just like, he brings such a crowd. They have a 2-week retreat, all kinds of seminars going on, and yoga and He makes so many devotees. It's amazing. Of course, where does he get his knowledge from? From the books. So these books are very, very, very important. We have to get them out somehow. And now we have this 50th anniversary of ISKCON. So the campaign is that everybody distribute 50 books. Not that hard. In the next, 6 months, 7 months, something like that. Why? Because this is this knowledge is so important. So much information is out there, but this information can free people from birth, death, old age, and disease. So important. Help them understand who they are. They don't know who they are. Everybody has amnesia. Forgotten who they are. So we're trying to remind them by giving these books. So, any question or comment? Correction? Donation? Any question? No? Comment? Yes? Yes, in Vaisheshika Prabhu's area, there in Silicon Valley, they have a dog. He has a book bag on him. And he's going around with books on his book bag, and the master of the dog is, of course, he can't make a very good presentation beyond that. He can't talk to him. But it's kind of like an attractive feature. I mean, where do you see a dog with books on his back? You know, so it's kind of like it's a conversation piece, and people stop and they, oh, look at the nice dog. And what's the books about? Well, he's selling them. You know, just give him a donation, put it in the bag there, and you'll make the dog real happy. I forgot his name. Huh? Yogi. That's right. His name is Yogi. And he teaches, and the master tells him, these books are about yoga. So this yogi dog here, he wants you to take a book about yoga. How could you say no to that? Good presentation. He does a lot of books, actually. Special dog. Yes.
You mentioned before that in this stage you're a little bit handicapped spiritually.
Handicapped, yes.
And how do you understand that at the same time you have the opportunity to get in the most intimate relationship with Krishna, but in previous years you were more developed spiritually, but they usually go to a physical community.
Yeah, in other ages they would go to Vaikuntha. Not always, though. Yeah. So you're saying it might be better now that we have this Hare Krishna mantra and we're emphasizing so much going to Krishna. But yeah, that's a special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the most munificent incarnation of Krishna, so he's given us this nice process of chanting Hare Krishna and the possibility of us going to Goloka Vrindavan. So yeah, this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in other ages also they were at that opportunity to go all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. Okay. Anything to say?
I'm just thinking about what he said, that it's like in Kali Yuga we have to be pushed and pulled. So even though we have the easiest process, it's still very difficult.
Oh yeah.
And so because we get so easily distracted, then perhaps the goal of Goloka Vrindavan will help us. So we get pushed from one end, pulled from the other, and we still...
I heard that Prabhupada said that 90% of his disciples would leave. You heard that one?
He also said that many of us would wind up in the heavenly planet. So,
yeah.
Even on the royal road, there's...
Yeah. Or he might just make it to Vaikuntha. Might not go all the way to Goloka Vrindavan. It's so difficult in this age. I mean, a lot of devotees have come, and a lot of devotees have left. And Prabhupada even made that statement. Don't be surprised about those who leave, but be surprised about those who stay. Because this is Kali Yuga, Maya is so heavy. So that should give us impetus to take this very seriously. Don't play with Maya. So intense. So we have to really be focused on Krishna. And we might make it. Try our best and hope for the best. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. What's that? What is the method? Well, he's a doctor. He's a doctor, so he goes in that way, in the health way, in the health consciousness, and then he gradually brings him to real health, which is spiritual health. Radio? Really?
Broadcasting, because I've met many, many devotees who join via his preaching, and it starts by them hearing somehow about some health, he has some program.
Maybe. But mainly through internet. He did a lot of internet.
But somehow he has a regular broadcast that people attend, and then they start to hear, and he's apparently very...
He makes so many devotees. Yeah, there's so many devotees. Like, we're talking about thousands. He makes a lot of devotees. It's amazing. So he's got some Shakti. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.